to the sixth case, the Garter versus Holder. Mr. Trace?
Yes. Good morning, Your Honor. It's Richard Trace for the petitioner, Maria Legarda, counsel, and may it please the court. It appears Ms. Legarda may have run into a brick wall with the immigration hearing that took place that may deny her the right to have a 751 waiver petition. Just a few facts, and I'm not going to take too much of this court's time, that's for sure. She came here in 1991, but in 2001, due to the 9/11 experience, she was working at O'Hare Airport and had to leave suddenly because she couldn't afford to stay in the United States and support her three children. So she decided very quickly to leave. She was under proceedings at that time. Unfortunately, there was no time to file and have an adjudication of the 751 waiver at that time. So she left. The only thing I thought to do was maybe get her voluntary departure, file the 751 anyway, and see what happens. Well, the consul in Manila thought that's okay and let her come back on that basis. She was admitted at the Customs and Border on that basis as well, and actually given a hearing in 2004 on that basis of a 751 subsequent to the voluntary departure hearing in 2001. She didn't attend the hearing. Parenthetically, she never got the notice. But at any rate, we filed another petition, hopefully that she would get a hearing. She never got one. So she never really had a hearing on the merits of her attempt to have the conditions of residence waived. It never happened, and then she was ultimately ordered removed. On that basis, we'll rest on the brief, hoping that maybe we could see fit to let this woman who's been here for 21 years finally have her day in court. If there are no questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Trace. Mr. Petty?
Good morning, Your Honors. Aaron Petty on behalf of the Attorney General. The court should deny the petition for review in this continuance case because the board did not abuse its discretion in concluding, first, that Ms. Legarda failed to demonstrate prima facie eligibility for the relief that she sought, and second, that her evidence failed to establish good cause for a continuance. First, Legarda's ex-husband withdrew his support for their joint petition in 1998, and the INS district director denied it in 1999, simultaneously terminating Legarda's conditional resident status. She had an opportunity to challenge that termination in her removal proceedings. She did not. She subsequently filed a second I-751 petition to request a hardship waiver, but after that, she affirmatively waived and abandoned all relief other than voluntary departure. The district director's termination of her status became final no later than January 2002, and as far as this record shows, she never regained it. Because she has no lawful status, the conditions of which could be removed, she failed to meet one of the elements necessary for USCIS to grant her petition to remove the conditions of that residence. Essentially, there was no status the conditions of which could be removed. Because she was not prima facie eligible to have the conditions removed, the board did not abuse its discretion in denying her a continuance to await the outcome of her petition. Secondly, the board's alternative holding that Legarda failed to establish good cause for a continuance provides another independent basis on which the court could deny the petition for review. By regulation, an alien must demonstrate good cause, and good cause focuses on a showing of likely success. The board held that Legarda failed to make this showing because she did not submit any evidence that she was likely to succeed, including the I-751 petition itself, evidence that her marriage was bona fide, evidence that she was not at fault in failing to meet the joint petition requirements, or even evidence that her marriage had in fact been terminated. This conclusion was not an abuse of discretion. It was not arbitrary, irrational, or contrary to law, but was instead reasoned, grounded in the record, and consistent with the regulatory requirement that an alien show good cause for continuance. Unless the court has any questions, the government asks the court deny the petition for.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Mr. Jason? All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will stand in recess.